your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 82 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows level off around 53, high of 85 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmland values continue to increase at a rapid pace through the end of 2021. Alongside sustained strength in farm income and credit conditions, the value of all types of farmland in the 10th District of the Federal Reserve was more than 20% higher than a year ago. The recent strength in ag real estate markets has been supported by strong demand and historical low interest rates and vastly improved conditions in the farm economy. Lenders report a mostly favorable outlook for agriculture in the district, but cite the rise in input cost as a risk for the sector. Even with uncertainty around input cost, lenders expect favorable conditions in the economy to support farm finances and lead to further gains in farmland values in 2022. The possible weak ag income and high interest rates in the economy remain at risk for farmland markets. One thing out of yesterday's USDA reports is they say declines in Ukraine, production of 37% for sunflower seeds, 35% for wheat, 54% for corn. Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski says there's a couple of ways to look at those projections.
You know, you can look at those numbers two ways. I mean, on the one hand, pretty steep productions from recent production patterns, pretty steep productions from last year, but still kind of non-trivial levels of production in Ukraine of these important crops. So given the the field work that we've been able to observe and the data from Ministry of Agriculture and elsewhere suggesting that work is happening, we have some optimism they're going to be able to produce a crop of non-trivial magnitude. And again, those are our first estimates.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas fined a recidivist violator of statutory and regulatory federal livestock laws under the Packers and Stockyards Act, according to the United States Attorney. The District Court also entered a lifetime ban against trader John Reif of Oswego, Kansas, for his violations of federal law and for breaching prior injunctive orders previously entered by the federal court. The district court ordered Reif to pay the United States almost $270,000. District court further entered a lifetime ban against Reif, barring him from engaging in any further business within the USDA's jurisdiction for which registration and bonding are required. Salina police have canceled the silver alert for a missing 78-year-old Joyce Bear. Police reported Thursday afternoon that she had been found in Salina and is safe. The police reported no additional details. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol confirmed that James Roberts, 35, was arrested Thursday evening. The FBI said the agency, the Butler County Sheriff's Office, and the Kansas Highway Patrol took Roberts into custody without incident. Earlier in the day, the FBI said that he was at large and considered dangerous after the Butler County Sheriff's Office, supported by the FBI Wichita Resident Agency, Wednesday evening attempted to take him into custody. With Roberts unaccounted for, Towanda Schools and the Circle Public Schools District were placed on a situational lockdown at the advisement of local law enforcement. Just after 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday, a Jackson County Sheriff's deputy stopped 37-year-old Teresa Marie Ross Hetrick driving a 2007 Saturn SUV near 6th and Colorado in Holden for a traffic violation. Deputies arrested Ross Hetrick and transported her to the Jackson County Jail on requested charges of possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, a 24-year-old Lincoln man has been found not guilty of shooting and killing a man during a fight in September. Lindell Harris had been charged with second-degree or manslaughter and a gun violation in the death of 28-year-old Alonzo Jones at an apartment where Jones lived. Prosecutors say Harris and Jones fought. Police said Jones was shot when he reached for Harris's gun during the fight. Harris's attorney argued during the trial that Harris fired at Jones in self-defense. Meatpacking plants were some of the hardest hit when it came to the spread of COVID-19. In the first year of the pandemic alone, dozens of Nebraska meatpacking plant workers died. Now a new congressional report shows that top officials worked with the previous administration to keep them open, despite internally acknowledging an ongoing risk. The report also shows that representatives from meatpacking facilities successfully lobbied the USDA to add policies that got rid of employee benefits if they chose to stay home or quit. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gassed. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds to stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 42% of Gage County voters turned out for Tuesday's primary election, boosted by contested races for governor on both tickets, as well as several other state races. On the Republican ticket, Adrian Smith won the congressional ballot, and Gage County went with Jim Pillen in a three-way race for governor. Charles Herbster finished just ahead of Brett Lindstrom. In a county contested ballot for Board of Supervisors, District 7 incumbent Terry Juergens held off a challenge from Randy Ferking with 72% of the votes, 323 to 121. On the Democratic side, David Else was the favorite for Congress and Carol Blood for governor. Primary winners advanced to the November general election. Beatrice voters passed an economic development question on the ballot with 58% voting yes, 1,695 to 1,211. And Wymore voters chose Milton Pike for mayor, edging Colin Mintz by 7 votes, 133 to 126. In a three-way race with several write-ins as well, Pike is the apparent winner based on unofficial totals. He received just over 45% of ballots. Robert Morgan wins a four-way race for Beatrice Mayor. Area high school graduations this weekend. Frankfort and Centralia. Commencement Saturday at 10:30 with 20 seniors at Frankfort, 26 at Centralia. Axtell graduates 7 at 11 Saturday. Diller-Odell commencement is Saturday at 2, 16 seniors. Valley Heights will graduate 20 at 2. Southern High commencement is Saturday at 5 with 22 graduates. Hanover and Lynn ceremonies are Sunday at 1. Hanover has 14, Lynn has 12 seniors. Washington County will graduate 20 Sunday at 2. And Marysville graduation is Sunday at 2:30 with 54 in this year's class. Former Valley Heights football coach Tony Trimble will come back and take the head coaching position at Marysville High School, succeeding Dustin Hoyer, who resigned earlier this spring. Trimble was at Hutchinson last year after serving as Valley Heights coach for 16 years, with previous experience including a year at Hanover. He was hired at Wednesday night's USD 364 school board meeting. Also at that meeting, a group of MHS seniors had presented a petition and request for moving Sunday's commencement outdoors to the stadium. After discussion, the board did not move to change the location from the activity center. River Valley Extension District will host a program on keys to embracing aging next Tuesday in Washington, as well as Clay Center. Extension agent Jordan Schutte will lead the conversation, which is open to the public.
So how we take care of ourselves today, both physically, mentally, and throughout the years, is going to affect our natural process of aging. And many healthy centenarians or Americans who are 100 years old or older are teaching us that aging can actually be a really positive, joyful, and exciting experience.
The free program open to the public Tuesday, May 17th, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Then again that afternoon at 2 in Clay Center. It will be offered again next Thursday in Concordia and Belleville. Jordan Schutte will talk more as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She will focus on some keys to aging well.
Yeah, a few of those include a positive attitude, nutrition, physical activity. You mentioned finances, so financial security, and medical literacy. That's just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And so this program, we're going to just touch on
Marjorie E. Schmidt, age 94, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service will be held a week from Sunday, May 22nd, with the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Schmidt. Herbert J. Pleggy, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Herb Pleggy.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today and temperatures will start to cool down. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 40s and mid 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high on this day, 94. The average low, 53, and the record low, 32. Sunset this evening, 8:31. Sunrise the morning at 6:16. Thunderstorm warnings prompted last evening for parts of Washington and Gage County early evening. A brief thunderstorm moved across later in the evening, and we received just a trace amount of precipitation at the studios in Marysville.
Have you considered companion planting for natural pest control? A strategy for putting the power of herbs to use today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 13th. It is the 133rd day of the year, and Stevie Wonder is celebrating a birthday. If you've ever been tempted to surrender your garden to pests, here's a new tactic to try this year. Repel them naturally with herbs. Basil planted with tomatoes is said to deter flies and mosquitoes. Put some dill near your cabbage to keep away the cabbage moths. Mint will do the same job near beans and carrots. Sage is a good herb for repelling carrot flies. And garlic is known to repel Japanese beetles. Plant it near your roses and raspberries. Do your research before you plant, though. Some herbs can deter the growth of certain vegetables. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of the storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Hey, salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2022 from Axtell High School. From Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Hag Partners Cooperative, the State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Barry Bussin Construction, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing. This year's class includes Aspen Bussing, Kennedy Dieters, Wyatt Dieters, Lily McClellan, Noah Scheibe, Ashley Scala, and Ian Scala. Commencement exercises Saturday at 11 at Axtell High School. Congratulations to the class from the Western National Bank, Little Joe's Service, Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop applauds the Nemaha Central High School graduates for their accomplishments over the last 4 years. The life path of your choosing awaits your first step. Good luck, and may your road be paved with the stones of success. From Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The National Football League announced the regular season schedule for the 2022 season on Thursday. The Chiefs are currently slated to play in 5 primetime contests, including 3 nationally televised games at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. This year's regular season schedule features 9 games versus 8 playoff teams from 2021. On Wednesday, Mammoth Sports said it will begin construction on multiple projects for Kansas State University athletics starting in the late summer in Manhattan. Mammoth noted that the project includes new turf for the football and baseball fields, as well as new work on the football practice facility. The company noted the installation of the new indoor and outdoor practice fields will start on August 1st. The project at the baseball field will begin on August 3rd. However, the project at the football stadium will not begin until the 2022 season has concluded. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, return, and vehicle with proof of a second fees expires month's end.
The Kansas City Royals want to share a piece of its heart with fans. The organization unveiled its Parade of Hearts flag. The first 10,000 fans through the gates at Kauffman Stadium this Monday the 16th will receive a flag to take home. The heart was designed by area children who attend the Urban Youth Academy or the Crown Schools program. Each child designed their own heart, and their creations were then featured in the heart of the flag. The Royals will face the Chicago White Sox Monday. First pitch is 7:10 p.m. High school students interested in the media side of athletics can attend the Pittsburgh State University-hosted Kansas Shrine Bowl Media Camp July 20th through the 23rd. Attendees of this first-time event will get hands-on instruction from faculty from PSU's Media Production Program, as well as from media professionals from across the region. For more information on this, go to kansasshrinebowl.com/mediacamp. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car, quality. Same thing's true with your car loan, new or used, buy or lease. You want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
It's hard to imagine being held as a prisoner of war, and then, after the war, immigrating to the country that held you captive. That's exactly what happened on many occasions during World War II. Today, we go to one of those towns familiar with the story. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
While Allied troops waged war in Europe, Africa, and the Pacific, some of those they captured were sent to the very hometowns from which the American troops hailed.
Somewhere in the 400,000 range of the Axis prisoners. The largest number were Germans. There were some Italians and even fewer numbers of Japanese. But across the country, about 400,000 in 150 different major base camps.
Jerry Yoakum says one of those major sites was Camp Algona, Iowa. Interestingly, some of the POWs sent to the U.S. later made this their new home.
The best we know, there's a researcher from Gettysburg College that has been in contact with up to about 3,000 who came back to the United States who immigrated. We have one, or did have one, in the area. Alfred Mueller was befriended by some people from Garner, Iowa, and they helped he and his wife Edith come back to the States after the war.
Most of the prisoners at Algona were sent to work on farms or became lumberjacks in Minnesota. Bonds often formed between Germans and Americans, even while the war raged abroad.
It's pretty much a tradition in the Midwest. If you have somebody working at your place, you feed them, and even German prisoners. And so it was fairly common when they would come to work, they would be invited in and be able to sit at the dining room table and eat with the family.
Over the decades, many American families traveled to Germany to see some of the men who once worked on their farm. Likewise, several Germans housed in Algona later came back to the U.S. to visit the town they called home during the mid-1940s. It's all shared here at the Camp Algona Museum. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Some money on bath sponges and grow them in your backyard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Homegrown loofah sponges are great for exfoliating, and you can even eat them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for an unusual plant to grow this year, try growing your own loofah sponges. Janine Davis is an extension specialist at North Carolina State University. She says the loofah is a member of the gourd family and grown like any other squash. However, the plant needs to climb on a support system, a very sturdy support system.
I would put up something, you know, with wooden posts and maybe some wire for them to climb on. If you do like a lattice-type trellis, those will hold a few plants. But people that try to string them up like they do beans will usually find the luffah will pull them down because they're really heavy. Think of medium-sized pumpkins hanging on a trellis. They're going to have that kind of weight before they dry out.
If you don't want huge luffahs loafing around, pick them for the dinner table when they're about 6 inches long. You can eat them like you would any other squash. Luffahs are very sensitive to cold, so you do want to harvest them before the first frost. Davis says the sponges are ready when the skins turn a darker green.
When you can kind of squeeze them and start feeling the flesh separate from the skin, oftentimes at that stage you can pop off the bottom end, the blossom end, and at that point you can just run your thumb up along the skin and just pop this wet sponge right out of it. That's my favorite way to harvest them.
You can also just let them dry on the vine. They'll turn brown and you'll hear the seeds rattling inside. Davis says you'll have to either soak off the dried skin or roll them on a hard surface to break it off. Once the sponges are out, rinse them off and let them air dry. Save the seeds from this year's plants to grow next year's sponges. Learn more about growing your own luffah sponges at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
It's Nurses Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says thank you to all of our wonderful, compassionate, and dedicated nursing staff for improving and enriching the lives of our patients with all that they do. From all of the staff at Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Falls City, let us care for you.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Researchers are testing a biodegradable plastic mulch in crop scenarios. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Scientists at the University of Nebraska, the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and Kansas State University are studying bio-based plastics with regenerative agricultural properties. Vaishali Sharda is an ag engineer at K-State.
The idea is to preserve moisture, reduce weed growth, and also supply fertilizer, all in one package that would eventually degrade itself into the soil.
The project got a $6 million grant from the National Science Foundation. Sharda says these biopolymers will be tested rigorously.
Comparing it with a bare soil and modeling it using a suite of models that we have developed. We have water resources playing into it. We have soils and then crop management. Do we go with standard crop management practices, which we do not want to change? We want to develop our product around those practices. How would it decay into the soil? What the impacts would be, and how the crop will uptake the fertilizer, for example, and what impact would it have on end of the season yield?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, combine clinics held by Case IH dealers offer farmers a chance to learn about the latest harvesting tactics. And Jim Francischetti, product marketing manager for harvesting parts at Case IH Parts and Service, says the clinics are half or full day events, bringing dealers, suppliers, brand representatives, and local producers together.
Not only from the dealership personnel, whether it's a service technician there or someone from the parts counter, maybe even the dealer principal themselves, but additionally, representatives from Case IH typically will do our best to support those and have some product specialists be there to really make sure that this is a great opportunity for the producers to learn as much as they can in such a refined time where they have all these different subject matter experts at their disposal. They're hosted at the local dealerships and they provide great insights into not only the combine and getting ready for harvest, but learning about different tips and recommendations that they can do to make sure that they have the best of upcoming harvest season.
Attendees will learn how to properly set their combine and headers for your unique field conditions, while also learning valuable tips on how to achieve a more productive harvest overall.
It's going to start with some of the basics, so making sure you understand all the safety features of the combine, as well as how to calibrate the machine. So I think really it's a good opportunity to have some open discussion, not only with all the subject matter experts, but some of the producers' peers. They maybe have the opportunity to learn from other producers about different settings or things that are common for the field conditions in that area, or different tips and tricks that they may learn from each other. In addition to that, you'll also have the chance to learn about new technologies. So anything new or different with the combines or any of the parts and enhancements that can be made to the combine.
For more information on some of these combine clinics, you can talk with your local Case IH dealer. But again, it was Jim Francischetti with Case IH Parts and Service. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency held the first of 10 stakeholder meetings regarding changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. Michael Clements tells us that the nation's largest farm organization is calling for more viewpoints in future roundtables.
The Environmental Protection Agency's first WOTUS roundtable Monday didn't address farmers' need for clear rules, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Courtney Briggs, AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs, says the first roundtable lacked diversity needed to discuss WOTUS.
In theory, these meetings are designed to bring folks with different perspectives together to talk about regionally specific implementation concerns pertaining to WOTUS. And the list of participants for this first roundtable was diverse on paper, but we are very concerned about the lack of diversity of experience on the panel. And few of these participants have actually navigated the regulatory process associated with Clean Water Act compliance.
Briggs says Farm Bureau was disappointed in the results.
We were very disappointed. First, I think the credibility of this roundtable was hurt by the lack of any mainstream agricultural representatives at the meeting. Additionally, there was really no meaningful discussion of the law. So EPA can only make an informed decision if it seeks out and listens to all viewpoints. And we share the goal of clean water that was expressed by many of the participants, but farmers and ranchers need clear rules, and this roundtable failed to address how both of those goals could be achieved.
Briggs adds Farm Bureau will stay engaged in the process.
There's 10 roundtables, so 9 more to come. The next one will take place on May 23rd. All of the other meetings are pretty much concentrated in the month of June, so definitely more to come on this.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
If disaster struck your farm today, do you have an emergency plan in place? Stay tuned for tips on how to prepare for the worst on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Such as severe weather, fires, and floods can strike your farm at any time. How well you are prepared and able to handle the situation can make a difference in emergency response and recovery. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says a good emergency preparedness plan starts by creating a map of your farm site and labeling it, so first responders have an idea of what's where.
The things that we want to label it with are what is in that building or that structure. Is that a people building, an animal building? Do we have livestock and where? A machinery building? Are the pesticides in there? Access routes. How do people normally come in or out? Probably the most important thing you can label. Where is the electrical or natural gas shutoffs?
Make a farm inventory list of machinery and equipment, livestock, and hazardous substances. Have extra feed for animals, critical phone numbers where you can find them, and emergency supplies on hand.
Gas power generator, and then having gas for that generator. Because a lot of times we have diesel fuel on farm, but we might not always have gas for a gas power generator. Hand tools, because sometimes you got to cut down branches and, you know, just do some basic cleanup. Do you have fire extinguishers in all your barns and your vehicles? Then have you checked them? Does everybody know how to use it?
Know how you will communicate with family members if you're in different locations. And of course, practice your plans. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on preparing your farm for emergencies at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Friday today as we get closer to the wrap-up of the day. Kind of mixed on the board for the grain markets. Wheat is a little bit higher for the KC wheat. Chicago wheat's down. Corn down as well. Soybeans, however, have jumped drastically into the green. We'll see how they close in a little bit right now. Livestock still mostly higher on the board, at least for the early futures as we get close to close as well. In the corn market, things a little bit lower here. May corn's down 5.5 cents at 808 even a bushel. July's down 10¾ cents at 780 and three quarters. On the wheat market, KC wheat's down in the green 16 cents, sitting at 1270 even a bushel. Not a lot of movement there over the last hour or so. July's also up 3 pennies at 1273. Chicago wheat, on the other hand, is a little bit lower, with July down by 8¾ cents at 1170 even. Over in the bean market, things really took a jump in the last couple hours with some big gains. May soybeans are up 63 cents at 17.23 and a quarter. July soybeans are up by 33 and a half cents right now at 16 at 47 and a quarter. On the meal side, May meals unchanged right now at 406.40. July in the green by $12.40 at 408.40. On the oil side as well, July is also up $1.31 at 83 and 83 cents. In the cotton market, kind of mixed here. July's down 20 cents at 145.33. October sitting at 134 and 13 cents. And the oats market is sitting mixed as well, which lie down 7.5 cents at 6.17 even a bushel. May is currently unchanged right now at 6.54 and a half. Real quick in the livestock market, things are mostly higher here. Live cattle for June's at 55 cents at 132.20. Feeder cattle for May is up $1.22 at 158.10. And the lean hogs are sitting up 2.85 for the June at $100.32. U.S. dollar index today for June, a little bit lower for the day, 34 cents in the red at 104.55. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. These are all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
all-time legends of country music. From KMDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.